Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the secret of seed stock success. Back on that in just a moment.
The makers of Black Labels Inc. understand, you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels Inc. It's phosphate done better.
When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players in the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6376. Gerald Callahan, president of Express Ranches, they're one of the largest seed stock operations in the country, says the secret to their success, good genetics and a lot of hard work.
Yeah, I mean, we try to, we spend a lot of money, spend a lot of effort to try to get our cattle as good as they can. We not only want to, we use a saying around here that a good bull is one that goes out and breeds the commercial man's cows and doesn't cause him any problems. And a real good bull is one that does all those things and then adds value to his calves. Well, we're trying and we attempt to do, and we're not always successful, but we're attempting to raise real good bulls.
Seems like, obviously, beef business has changed a great deal because of the extra information, as you mentioned, just the mountains of information that we've got now on each of these animals. Quite a bit different from some of the older days when we were primarily looking at show results and really just looking at the animals.
Yeah, we have a lot more information. It's a lot of fun. I mean, there's so much information at times that it probably can overwhelm you. But I think the economically important traits are the ones that we want to dwell on. And then you've got some traits that we don't measure with EPDs that we want to be very conscious of. And we try to combine both here in our selection and the bulls that we use, AI, the bulls that we use in our embryo program. And, it's exciting. I think that the beef business has made a lot of genetic progress in the last few years. And I think it's just on the cusp of making a lot more progress in the next few years.
End of the day, Gerald, as you think about the cattle business, what's out there for operations like Express and other seed stock operators? Where is this end of the beef business really going in the next few years?
Boy, I don't know. It's a challenging business. It's a business that we keep trying to push the thresholds of light birth weight and explosive growth with tremendous carcass traits. And I think that as I said earlier, we're on the verge of even probably bigger breakthroughs. And I think that the genomic component is going to be a big asset to that. But I think we're going to have to continually collect data. We're going to have to get more and more and more data to verify, to test, to prove up the genetics that we're using. And I think that if we let the cattle and the data speak to us, we'll continue to improve.
A lot of changes over the years in the purebred into the beef cattle business, and lots more changes coming, so says Gerald Callahan, president of Express Ranches. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
In the market for a bull? Well, then make plans to attend Blackjack Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 4th, featuring guests Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms. Come bid on 85 Angus and Sim Angus bulls, ages ranging from 18 months to spring yearlings, all semen tested and fully guaranteed. Sale books mailed on request and online at www.mcsauction.com. The sale starts at noon on the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. For more information, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.